negotiations who worked tirelessly to resolve the impasse.
Temba Maseko says the Hawks only began investigating him after it was announced that he would be a witness at the State Capture Commission. Maseko began giving his testimony to the commission yesterday afternoon. His successor, the current acting head of government communications and information systems, Phumla Williams, will testify tomorrow. Zinhle Nkosi reports.
Temba Maseko says the Hawks only alerted him recently to an investigation into an IT system procured while he was Director General of the Public Works Department in 2005. He says he had previously given statements about another alleged incident in 2010 while he headed the Government Communications and Information Systems, where AJ Gupta had asked for government's advertising revenue to be given to the New Age newspaper. He says this year, the Hawks contacted him for a meeting at which they told him they were investigating him for the IT systems incident from 2005.
Procurement took place around 2005, so they were investigating that matter, particularly my role in the awarding of that particular contract. So they wanted to know if I was prepared to do the interview with them in the absence of an attorney. I said, look, let's have a discussion. Ask me whatever questions you want.
Maseko has described the investigation, which he says he was alerted to soon after it was announced he would testify at the State Capture Commission, as an unwelcome disturbance. He says he is still awaiting feedback from the Hawks on the progress of the investigation. Evidence leader Vincent Maleka said the commission would follow up on behalf of Maseko as the matter was concerning.
There appears to be a pattern of behavior. The judge has thus far heard evidence from Mr. Jonas about the conduct and behavior of the Hawks. Ms. Mentor testified about a behavior from the Hawks. You have given your evidence around the Hawks' behavior in relation to a suspicion hanging over your head.
Maseko will conclude his testimony today. His successor at the GCIS, Phumla Williams, will be next in the hot seat and is set to provide the commission with details of what happened at the department after Maseko left. Zinhle Nkosi, Power News.